Why do I always let him talk me into this shit?
Brody Walker tilted his head back and closed his eyes, relaxing against the tree trunk behind him. The smell of the trees and campfire grounded him, drowning out the surrounding chaos. Opening his eyes, he looked around the campsite at his friends. A few gathered around the fire pit in camping chairs, drinking beer and laughing. Others set up their four tents, maxing out their double site of the campground. These are the people he grew up with, the ones he's known his whole life. Instead of grabbing a beer and joining them, he wished he was back at the farm. At least there he wasn't reminded of everything he'd lost, his ability to travel and go to college with all his friends, all because he inherited his family farm at 18. The only reason he'd agreed to come on this camping trip at all was because of Travis Langston. His best friend since second grade never let him get too far into his head. Whenever Travis came home from school, he made sure Brody left his property for more than just supplies. This time was no different. He called the day before, saying if Brody didn't show up, he would throw him into his truck and bring him himself. It wouldn't be the first time he'd done shit like that. Brody offered for everyone to camp on his acreage, but Travis shot that down fast. He inwardly groaned as he recalled their phone conversation.
You need the authentic camping experience. You're on your farm every goddamn day. Plus, I don't trust you not to sneak away and do some work. You need a break, man.
You can't just take a break on a farm, Travis. It's not a 9-to-5 like you're chasing.
Farmers can take a weekend off every once in a while. Don't tell me you don't still have Carl working for you. That man can run the farm with his eyes closed.
Fine, I'll talk to Carl. I still don't like this.
Stop acting like a grumpy old farmer. You are 23. Kick back and act like it every once in a while.
I can't. You know that.
Look, I know you've been busting your ass to keep your family farm going. Your parents would be proud of you. But you gotta live your life, too.
Against his better judgment, Brody went straight to Carl, his dad's right-hand man. He'd helped transition Brody to owner and became a second father to him. Recently, Carl had been telling Brody he needed to take more time away from the farm. He'd become too serious too fast. Carl was thrilled he'd asked for the time off, but Brody still felt guilty about being there. He was a farmer, a business owner, and had responsibilities his friends didn't have. His employees relied on him for jobs, and the community relied on him for food, not to mention the weight of running the farm that had been in his family for generations. He didn't take any of it lightly.
Where'd you go, man?
Travis said, standing in front of him, passing him a beer.
You'd better not be thinking about work.
Brody smiled.
Well, as you have told me many times, it's the only thing I have.
He cracked open a can and took a long chug. The icy beer cooled his dry throat. It might be only May, but it was unusually hot. His worn cowboy hat protected his face and neck from the late afternoon sun, but didn't help cool him down.
You never leave that place. You're gonna end up old and alone.
Brody shook his head.
Always the drama queen.
You know, it's a busy time for me, and with the weather being warmer than usual this early, it's messing with the crops.
Yeah, I get it. Isn't that what you have employees for?
Yes, but it doesn't sit right with me, having them do all the work while I sit back and do nothing. This farm has never been run that way, and it never will be while I'm involved.
A solemn look crossed Travis's face.
I'm sorry. I know that's how your dad was too, but he had your mom.
Yeah, well, he'd been in love with her since elementary school. My life is different.
Brody looked off toward the group surrounding the fire. A few friends here were still with their high school sweethearts. Some found theirs at college. He and Travis were two of the few single guys left. Travis, by choice, always the party boy, and Brody, because he didn't have time to look. Hell, he couldn't even remember the last time he'd been on a date, probably right before he inherited the farm. Travis opened his mouth to say something, but Brody stopped him. He wasn't one for heart-to-hearts with his male friends.
I'm gonna get more firewood.
Brody drained the rest of his beer in one chug and slammed the empty can against his friend's chest. He didn't need his friend's pity, and he certainly didn't need to be reminded of how lonely he was.